Jervis Tech is back through the looking glass. But what evil scheme has he have up his hat? What? Me worry? Stay tuned!
I am Batman!
Hello, everybody. Please allow myself to introduce myself. I'm your host, Captain Marvelous, and welcome to the 64th episode of I'm Batman, the podcast, the show where I chronologically review each and every episode of the 1992 Batman the Animated Series. Let's dance the dance, they dance in France. Let's get to it. This week's episode is titled The Worry Men, original air date September 16, 1993. The title card is this cool-looking tiki mask in a dark jungle. Ooh, I can't wait. This is going to be like some jungle adventure where Batman has to traverse traps and do stuff like Indiana Jones. It's going to be so cool. We start off with Veronica Vreeland. Remember the girl who tried using Penguin to gain publicity? She's coming out of the dense jungle, and oh man, this is so exciting. I've always mentioned how I love new settings on this show. Maybe we'll see Gorilla Grodd, the hyper-intelligent ape, bent on destroying mankind. Or maybe Batman will find a hidden gorilla city and meet all of its wonderful inhabitants. Or maybe he's gonna team up with Buona Beast, the hero who can merge two animals into one for some reason. Oh man! No. Veronica is just having a jungle-themed party, so I guess we're still in Gotham City for this episode. We see Bruce Wayne talking to some guy who's worried about his security business going downhill. Veronica hears this and gives the man, whose name is Hayden, a tiny doll, and she also gives them to Bruce. She tells them that she got them in the jungle. You put them under your pillow and they worry for you. Bruce tells her that she's stupid, because all you have to do to get rid of your worries is look for the bare necessities, the simple bare necessities. Forget about your worries and your strife. I mean the bare necessities, old Mother Nature's recipes that bring the bare necessities of life. Wherever I wander, wherever I roam, I couldn't be fonder of my big home. The bees are buzzing in the tree to make some honey just for me. When you look under the rocks and plants and take a glance at the fancy ants, then maybe try a few. The bare necessities of life will come to you. They'll come to you. Look for the bareness. Bruce takes one of the dolls, but he doesn't believe in them. As Veronica talks, we see on the roof of the building some dude dressed like a Mayan warrior. Bruce sees the guy and leaves Veronica talking. She gets annoyed, but she starts handing out little worry dolls to everybody. Batman confronts the Mayan guy and they have a fight. The Mayan dude throws this Mayan batarang and darts, but Batman dodges him. Then the Mayan guy throws a bouncy rubber ball, and it knocks Batman down, because Batman never expected a rubber ball. The guy tries to run but gets roped in by Batman. Batman grabs a hold of one of his legs with his lasso. The guy then sees that giant mask from the title card through the skylight, and he throws his Mayan batarang to cut one of the support wires, and it starts to fall. Batman uses his grapple to catch the giant mask, and he wraps it around a post. The mask's other wire breaks, and the giant mask swings, breaking a wall. Like a wrecking ball, I never hit so hard in love. All I wanted was to break your walls. All you ever did was break me. Yeah, you wreck me. Yeah, so that thing broke the wall. Batman chases the guy, but he escapes by hiding under this gargoyle, which he's just stuck to by his fingers. Is he Spider-Man? Wait, is Spider-Man Mayan? Can all Mayans do that? Anyway, Batman takes the rubber ball with him, because rubber is Batman's greatest weakness after all. Bruce is talking to Alfred, and tells him that there's a new crook in town, using Mayan gimmicks in his crimes. What? Dude, you've never even heard of this guy. And now all of a sudden, he's just some new criminal Mayan mastermind, whatever. Don't judge people just based on their race, Bruce. Alfred finds the little worryman doll, and Bruce tells him what it's for. Bruce thinks that it's all dumb, because to have no worries, all you need to do is... Hakuna Matata. What a wonderful phrase. Hakuna Matata. Ain't no passing craze. It means no worries for the rest of your days. It's our problem-free philosophy. Hakuna Matata. And don't worry, that's three. That's the last I'll be doing of that gimmick for this episode. Anyway, Alfred decides to put the little worry man under Bruce's pillow. The next day, we see Bruce's secretary with a briefcase. Bruce walks in wearing a hat. And holy hell, he looks just like Dick Tracy. I mean, he looks exactly like the Dick Tracy drawing. We never see Bruce Wayne with a hat. Now I see why. Bruce is super happy, saying he got a great night's sleep. Bruce takes the briefcase as his secretary is still confused about his request. Bruce walks into his office, opens the briefcase, which we see is full of money, and then he opens a window and leaves it on the ledge. Bruce's secretary walks in and she tells Bruce that she still finds it weird that he wanted $20 million in that briefcase. Bruce doesn't know what she's talking about, and she tells him that he called her, gave her his bank information, told her to get $20 million and put it in the briefcase, and he doesn't know what's going on. At that moment, the Mayan dude shows up and he swings by the window taking the briefcase. We cut to the news where the guy Bruce was talking to, Aiden or whatever the hell his name was, is being arrested for having $20 million missing from his security company. The news reporter says that all these millionaires have been taking money out of their companies and they're suspected of embezzling. That's an easy word. And there's like a whole slew of pictures on the screen. Oh, I could say slew, but not embezzling. All right. Batman figures out that every person being arrested was a guest at Veronica's party, so she must know something. We cut to a vote. Well, not a vote, a boat. Where Veronica is sitting with a huge bag. We see that she has the worryman as a hair clip. Veronica is about to dump a giant bag overboard when Batman shows up and surprises her. She snaps out of a trance and doesn't know what she's doing there. And then we see three more Mayan dudes show up in a boat. Batman opens the bag and it's full of jewels. And Batman gets attacked by two of the Mayans who had a clean shot at him and somehow still missed. The dude's carrying a big old bat with spikes on it. Batman is seriously looking at the jewels. The dude is behind him and somehow he misses Batman. So he deserves to get his butt kicked. Batman beats up both dudes as they try to run, and he rips off part of one of their masks. The guys are dressed like Mayans, I guess, and they're wearing like these leopard masks, so Batman ends up ripping a part of it off. Veronica blames the little worryman for all of this. She takes it off and is about to throw them overboard, but Batman stops her. She tells him that she got them from a craftsman at the Jungle Village, a funny little man in a giant hat. And Batman figures out who this is and leaves. Back in the Batcave, Batman opened the Worryman doll and finds one of the Mad Hatter's mind control chips. This version of the chip gives off brain manipulating waves while the person sleeps and gives them hypnotic suggestion. We cut to the Mad Hatter where his henchmen return without the jewels. Mad Hatter talks and talks and talks and talks, and frankly it's pretty damn annoying here. Like, it was cool and fun in his first appearance, because it made sense, because he was like, the Mad Hatter, I'm in Alice in Wonderland theme park, oh. But here, it just seems really dumb. Hatter says Batman will find him because of the piece that was torn from the mask, so he's going to set up a trap for him. Batman finds out where the Mad Hatter is hiding in the stupidest way possible.
As you predicted, sir, the computer has identified this scrap of artificial fur as a type used in theatrical productions, which would make its most probable source of origin
the Great Eastern Costume Company. It's been closed for years, making it a perfect hideout for the Mad Hatter.
Well, come to think of it, actually, that's not stupid. I believe if the Gotham Police Department raided every abandoned building in Gotham, they would probably find all of their escaped criminals. At least all the ones that have a gimmick. Batman arrives at the Theater Costume Company, or whatever it's called, and finds Mad Hatter. But it's only a mannequin dressed as Mad Hatter. Alright, let me stop here. For some reason, there are mannequins all over the place dressed like Batman villains. And I wouldn't even just say dressed like them. There's mannequins that are made specifically to look like Batman villains. Like, we see the Mad Hatter dummy, but all around them, there's like a mannequin of Clayface. Clayface doesn't even wear clothes. He's like this big slimy piece of turd. And there's just a mannequin that looks exactly like a big slimy piece of turd. There's a mannequin that's dressed exactly like Mr. Freeze. So, did this theater only make productions of killers and thieves? That's probably why it closed down. A penguin mannequin tries to stab Batman. Then a Riddler mannequin with a machine gun comes charging in and shooting. And Batman cuts its head off. And then he finds out it's only a mannequin and not the real Riddler. Then a giant marionette, that's those puppets that are on strings, that looks like Harley Quinn, tries to stab Batman with a sword. Batman then gets knocked into a giant jack-in-the-box where a giant Joker tries hitting him with a giant mallet. Batman moves and the Joker smashes Harley instead. Batman lands on a spot where we see the Mayan guys pretending to be statues. This fools Batman for some reason. And then five Mayan dudes attack and capture Batman. Mad Hatter then tells us all what his plans were. So he was planning to steal all this money and buy an island. Are you kidding me? This is incredibly stupid. I had forgotten what this episode was about. I knew it had to do with Mad Hatter and the jungle theme. I seriously forgot what the plot was. And I swear, I thought the plan was that the Mad Hatter was brainwashing all these rich people into giving millions to some fake Save the Jungle Foundation that he was running and stealing the money from, which would be a lot better than just have people leaving briefcases out in the open and then I'm going to buy an island with it. Hatter explains that he kidnapped the guy who made the dolls and that guy is like the Mayan dude, okay? The other henchmen are just street trash that he got from like gangs off the street. Mad Hatter puts Batman in a guillotine because, as we all know, all theaters have a fully functional guillotine. It's true. I've dated plenty of actresses living here in Hollywood, and I know some secrets of the stage. Batman uses some device that emits a sonic sound wave and hurts everybody's ears. The Mayan people take off their hats and are snapped out of the hypnosis. Hatter activates the guillotine, and Batman stops it with his feet. Now, that probably would have cut off his feet. What I mean is he managed to stop it by pressing his feet to the side of the guillotine before it could cut his head off. That's what a good leg day. That's why you don't skip on leg day, people. The henchmen, for some reason, remember that Hatter just called them street trash a few minutes ago, even though they shouldn't remember anything before they took their hats off. The guys start beating up Mad Hatter, but the doll maker tells them to leave him alone and let the police handle it. Hatter then has a gun spring out of his hat and he tries to escape. He tries to go back and shoot Batman, but Batman has escaped the guillotine, and Hatter is surprised at this for some reason. Batman uses his cape as a distraction, then beats the ever-loving crap out of Mad Hatter for wasting his time with such an incredibly stupid plot for this week. We forward to Bruce putting the money that was stolen from him back in the safe and saying that the doll maker is being sent back home. But before he left, he made something special for the Mad Hatter. We cut to Arkham, where Mad Hatter is tossing and turning in bed. He grabs his pillow, and we see that under it is a Batman Worry Man doll. The end. Why the hell would Mad Hatter put this under his pillow? Did he not know it was there? Was that the joke? Anyways, the animation in this episode is okay. The music is okay. I always like hearing the Mad Hatter's theme. And the story is okay. Kind of dumb, I guess, but it's not the worst. The story was written by Paul Dini, who usually has great storylines, but I guess he just needed the paycheck for this one. And we learned that Mad Hatter is from England. I guess that's something noteworthy. Not really much else to say about this episode.
To the Batmobile. Let's go. Atomic batteries to power. Turbines to speed.
Roger. Ready to move out.
Alright, the Batcave Archives is the part of the show where we rank each episode we have reviewed thus far. This is episode 64. Number one on our list is Almost Got 'Em, the episode where the bad guys play poker and tell their best Batman stories. If you want to see the complete list, go to our Facebook page, look for I'm Batman the Podcast, and become a member. Where would I rank this episode? As I said, it's a pretty dumb episode. It's not the worst. It's just kind of forgettable. Shadow of the Bat Part 2, that had a lot of action. I don't think this is better than that. The Clock King, the episode that haunts me every week because I have no idea why I ranked it so high. That Clock King sucks so bad. Night of the Ninja, another boring villain. So I guess this episode is kind of on par with that. The Cat in the Claw Part 2, it's good action. But no, this is not better than that. This one's going to be ranked kind of low. As I said, it's not really the best. It doesn't really have anything that makes it stick out. It's not a great use of the villain. The whole thing, I'm going to buy an island, is kind of dumb. At number 56, we have Moon of the Wolf, which was just a generic werewolf story. And right below that, we have The Mechanic, which was the episode where Penguin kidnaps the mechanic that fixes Batman's vehicles, which is a good concept, but not a good episode. I think I'm going to rank this above that one. Right below The Mechanic, we have the Cape and Cowl Conspiracy, which was the episode with a fake Riddler guy trying to steal Batman's cowl. This episode is right above The Mechanic. It's not, at least the wolf has a werewolf in it, so I guess that's kind of cool. The Mechanic, Penguin episode. Penguins are usually worst episodes of this whole series. So yeah, at our new number 57, The Worryman. Alright everybody, that's going to be it for this week. Thank you for listening, and remember, if you have any questions, suggestions, or thoughts on the reviewed episodes, or the show in general, send them to captain_marvelous1@yahoo.com. I have been your host, Captain Marvelous, and remember, no matter where you're from, no matter who you are, we are Worryman.
Some trouble. Don't worry, be happy.
No sé, creo que todos a veces tenemos malos días. Y si sabes de alguien que está teniendo un mal día, mándale esto y quizás su día se ponga un poquito mejor.